This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from the Villa at Great Lakes Crossing. Patient's first name is Thomas, Thomas. Last name is Delomas, Delomas. Date of birth is 8/8/1956. Date of evaluation 7/22/2022. HBI history page. Chief complaint, psychiatric evaluation requested to assess patient's capacity to make informed medical decisions. History of present illness. This is a 65 years old male who was admitted here on 7/12/2022 upon transfer from Beaumont Hospital, Dearborn. Patient was sent here for physical therapy and rehabilitation. He is somewhat of a poor historian. He talked about weakness and ulcer on his right foot. He acknowledged history of diabetes and possible cord nerve damage. He was vague in talking about history of alcohol abuse, but acknowledged that he drank liquor. Comma has history of DUIs. He acknowledged that he wrecked his truck and used to drink first thing in the morning, and people around him were concerned about excessive drinking. He also believes that he might have gone to jail for drinking. He did not know the name of this nursing home, and he did not know what month it is, but it's new. But the new year is 2022. He thought, quote, dumb ass Biden, unquote, is the president. He did not know who the governor of Michigan is. He could recall 3 out of 3 objects immediately, but 0 out of 3 after 3 minutes. He could not tell me list of his medications, but was wondering when he can go home. He talked about a couple of female friends and described them as, quote, sidekicks, unquote. He believes he might have taken Zoloft in the past, but could not tell me circumstances leading to being on an antidepressant. But he did talk about loss of his father and reports that he was close to him. Patient did not recall the year his father passed away. Next paragraph. He claims that he worked as a car salesman for a long time. Does not have any siblings or children. Next paragraph, review of systems. General weakness, eyes, ears, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, unreported, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, ulcer on right foot, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, probably yes, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, yes, reports that he used to go to AA meetings, prior history of suicide attempts denied, prior history of psychiatric hospitalization denied. Social history, current relationship, single, number of children, none. Current employment, patient reports that he was a car salesman. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, bilateral form and chart nursing. Next paragraph, under histories and habits, medical history. Type 2 diabetes, difficulty walking, hypertension, pressure, ulcer of sacral region, history of falls, chronic kidney disease, hypothyroidism, history of osteoarthritis, history of Charcot's joint, right ankle and foot. Surgical history not known, family history not known, tobacco history, used to smoke, alcohol history, extensive history of drinking, drug abuse history, patient reports past history of cocaine abuse. Next paragraph, under current medications, MAR reviewed, no psychotropic medications. Next paragraph, blood pressure 159 over 79, pulse 84, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general, somewhat disheveled demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech clear, mood, euthymic, thought processes, periods of confusion, association, normal thought content, no suicidal homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances, denied level of consciousness, alert, oriented to self, patient knew the year but did not know the date. Memory recent impaired, he could recall 3 out of 3 objects immediately and 0 out of 3 after 3 minutes. Attention, concentration, fair funnel knowledge, poor judgment and insight, poor sleep and appetite, fair under assessment and plan. Alcohol, you unspecified with alcohol induced persisting dementia, F10.97. Disposition, patient shows ongoing cognitive impairment, limited insight, poor judgment. He seems to lack capacity to make informed medical decisions at this time. Staff needs to notify our service, so if any persistent changes in mood behaviors, will follow with you. Procedure code 99305, end of dictation.